everybody, welcome to Haru 2026, Spring 2026, Osaka 2026, Honbasho. Yes, these are all the names that you can mention. This tournament has started, and joining me I have both Silent and in the chat, Hitoki and Kunosagi. And talking to me today, as always, is our ever-reliable Tama no Sato. How are you doing, Tama?
I'm really, really good. How about you?
I am good as well. I am very excited to talk about what we have to today, because it is my fault that I couldn't do last week's episode. So we're going to do a bit of an abridged version of Banzuke Talk. Yes, Banzuke obviously came out a week ago. Well, basically 2 weeks ago, actually, but didn't talk on the episode of 2 weeks ago because it was the Emperor's birthday on Japan's Monday, which worked for us in the West to be still Sunday night. So we could have talked about it. However, because it was a national holiday, nobody was working. Therefore, Banzuke was posted on Tuesday.
Yeah, a day late.
So we have the Banzuke waiting for a couple of weeks, and then we couldn't talk about it last week because there was no episode. So here we go. Banzuke Talk, finally. So let's start with our favorite pudding. Atami Fuji is Shin Komusubi. Yay!
Finally! It's been so long.
He's got an M1 in January 2024 off of an 11-4 result. It was going to look like he could have done it fairly quickly, but he took genuinely over 2 years of grinding in the joy and once even falling to M12 to come back, and after his best ever score last basho of 12-3, make Komusubi. There was, it's just finally has happened.
Just crazy. Like, he spent all of 2024 at like Maegashira 3 or above.
Mm-hmm.
And just could never make it. Yeah. 2025 was very rocky. And, January 2026, everything clicked.
Yeah, it was great. Apart from the start, which we won't, losing to two long veterans with a total usual score of 3, which was Daisho and Tamawashi, which did not end very well, surprisingly, compared to him, compared to Atami Fuji. Both had Maki coaches at the end. But funny, 12-3, as we said at the end of January. Kunosagi has been typing a long time in the voice chat, and I am worried.
I mean, it's all right, I guess.
Yeah, no, it is all right. I'm just worried about it.
Oh, okay. And, he was typing a lot. In voice and video.
No. Apparently, his phone does not allow for a step authentication.
Oh.
That is really sad.
Technology.
Technology. It is annoying. Anyway.
But with like the Sekiwake and Komusubi slots very tight, it was Sekiwake, Kirishima, and Takayasu who stayed in position.
Mm-hmm.
And Wakamoto Haru and Atami Fuji up. Yoshino Fuji was kinda.
Yeah.
I don't want to say screwed, but unlucky.
That he kept rank while Wakatakakage, which was lower than him, leaped him.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's a bit weird. Like, I can see why, but apparently people who do Banzuke very, very seriously, they were very dumbfounded about this, which I listen to them. I can understand why they're pissed, but Banzuke committee decided that it was going to be funky.
Yeah, Hitoki says Yoshi was robbed. I think robbed was
what, half a rank?
I understand your point, but I think it was the only kind of way.
Well,
I mean,
Sure.
8 wins does not guarantee promotion. That's the thing. He kept rank. That's,
Yeah,
you
he
know,
didn't go down. If he went
Banzo
down,
knows.
it would have been a historic Banzuke error, which I
Oh, yeah.
genuinely would not
Absolutely.
know what they would do. Like, if
Absolutely.
they made the mistake of demote somebody accidentally on a
Oh, my
winning
God.
record, I think it would be like,
They would
actually,
go
we fucked
Seppuku.
up. Emergency meeting,
Oh,
recall
yeah.
all the Banzuke, which would be an insane task, and
Yeah.
then do another emergency Banzuke.
I mean,
But
to be fair, I guess they would see it before they print it and do it all
yeah,
over,
there,
you
so many
know.
people would see would
Yeah.
see it that there was no
Yeah.
way. Anyway,
But yes, you know,
it would be crazy. It
eight
would be crazy.
wins.
But you know, it's
Yeah.
don't think it was robbed. I mean,
No,
you
it was
can
purely
argue
unlucky.
that with Special Prize and Tsukinboshi, he should have been promoted, which I agree.
Yeah.
However,
But people
they
around.
always go only with record, only with numbers.
Yeah,
So
yeah. That's
it's
the
fine.
thing. People around him got better records, and he is at the top. There's no room. There's no
Yeah,
more
there was no
room.
room. Yeah.
So it's so crushed between all those guys. You know, there was like the Yokozuna, the Sekiwake. It's so crushed. Yoshinofuji got the short hand of the
Yeah.
stick. But yeah.
Wow. Then we go
I think
to
it's well.
M2, two new highest ranks at M2,
Yeah.
Fujinokawa and Churanomi. Churanomi again finding new life at 32 years old. Just
Crazy.
good 3 years for him. Good
Yeah.
3 years from him, like, you know, getting better at Judo and then new Makuuchi and then just keeping up at it and Makuuchi and then getting a special prize last year.
Yeah,
Great, good
just
stuff from him.
yeah. I think Fujinokawa got like massively, well, not massively promoted. He was Magashira 7,
Lucky promotion,
but
though. Lucky promotion.
yeah, to M2, I think they both will struggle
I
though.
think so. I think so.
Yeah,
And we'll come back to that when we go top tone the day one.
but
A little bit
it's
of
just a level
spoilers.
of fun.
Again, spoiler alert. This will be spoilers. There's been when this comes out, might have been like a week from day one, might have been just a day. Let's see if I can focus and edit. This should be easy enough to edit. I should be able to do it today. Fingers crossed. I don't forget. Okay, lazy. Okay.
But
Next big
yeah.
now next highest rank is Toki Hayate at M9. Which I mean I don't have much to say on Toki Hayate.
He's
To be
flying
honest,
under the radar. That's the thing.
yeah.
He has been holding his own in double digit Magashira, and now he's slowly ripping in to the single digit Magashira. And I think Akachikoshi is very well possible looking at the area he is in. Also, hi Yuki no Shoma.
Okay.
And bye Yuki.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was
Well, hello. We'll have to see. He's an interesting guy. He doesn't stick in my mind as when I think of Makuuchi. He doesn't stick as in
Yeah.
like, wow, Toki Hayate, what a Magashira. The division would
Yeah.
not be the same without him. And I
Yeah,
just
but
cannot. I don't think that. I think he's just like a guy
Yeah.
that's there, despite being small. And being from a very historic stable in
Yeah.
Tokitsukaze, he's
I
just
feel
there.
we'll see him more though this year. He's
Interesting.
not gonna do anything crazy or whatever. I'm not saying that. But he's gonna, I feel like it's gonna be his year to stabilize and really show his sumo. And yeah, it can be interesting, can be fun.
Well, let's see. The more excitingness is always nice. So
Yeah.
hopefully Toki Hayate will be able to do that. And then off of a 10 and 5, not in his debut basho, unfortunately, but off of a 10 and 5 anyways, is Oshoumi at M11. Great. I think this is gonna be his ceiling for a while.
You think so?
I think so.
I think so too.
He struggled a bit in Judo. And generally, he got lucky to get promoted, I think, to
My
junior
God.
one. You know, to get
I
like from
feel
no,
it's
actually, from
unnecessary.
10-5, from junior 9 to junior 3, that was a good run. He did amazing. I'm so happy. However, I genuinely, when I look at the Bansuke, I don't see people he could beat higher than this. There's just so many veterans and people who he usually seems to struggle with.
Yeah, but I'll yeah, I think we'll talk about it when we will
We'll
talk
get there.
about
Yeah, we'll get
the
there.
first day. But there's a lot of things that can lead to guys that you would think would go Makekoshi that can give them a chance.
Okay,
That
how
was a hard
interesting.
phrase.
Yeah, right.
That
That was like fire writing.
was
Write that
hard to say.
down. I want to hear your point when we get
Yeah.
there, when we get there.
Yeah.
Next, let's talk about a pair. The pair of M13, M17, Fujis. Fuji Seiyun and Fuji
Yeah.
Ryoga, the double promotion for Fujishima.
I'm so
Amazing.
happy. I love
It's
that layout.
been what 10, 15 years since we had a double stable promotion in Tomaku
It's been a very long time. I
Very long
do not
time.
know the date.
I think it
Does
was
anyone know?
Miyagiryu and Sadano Fuji's promotion
Hitoki
together.
is writing. We all know, like 4 bashos ago.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
yeah, both.
but
No, but Asanoyama was already
yeah,
a
Asunuma was
Magashira.
already. It's two
Yeah,
new guys, I believe.
Kyushin Magashira.
Yeah, Shin Makuji, I think. Because
Research
Asakoryu was already there.
Just kidding.
Yeah, because Asakoryu was already there, and then Asanoyama and Asakoryu just went up together. But
Yeah.
it's not
And yeah, and
new Makuji. I think it
Asanoyama
was
will.
Sandano Fuji and Miyagiryu from Sakaigawa together. But somebody could fact check me. Anyway,
Oh,
historic,
yeah.
great. Gonna talk about Fuji Ryoga especially, I think, when it comes. But happy for Fujisei,
Yeah.
he has been there on the top of Judo for almost a
So
year
long.
straight, I think, more or
So
less.
long. He's been struggling, well, not struggling, but holding his own in
Holding
Judo.
his own. And
I love him. I'm so glad he made it to Makuuchi. The rest is cake. You know, the rest is cake. I'm happy
Nice.
for him.
Nice.
And I love his name. That's
Yeah,
why
it's
I
beautiful. I
love
mean,
Fujishima for that. They have such good nicknames.
they have great ring names. I think Fujishima Oyakata's cooking with them. It's they're really
Yeah.
good. The
And him.
kanji, the meanings, the how to say them. It's like they're different, but they're good. I like them. I like them a lot.
Well, the guy had an amazing shikona. Like, the guy knows his shikona.
Yeah,
Just.
yeah. And to top it all off is M16. So on top of Fujiryoga is new highest rank for Asahakuryu, which was disappointing last time in his
Yeah.
debut, I would say.
It was disappointing. 8-7, like 5 matches losing streak.
It was not
Two.
great.
Yeah, to guys that are not typically great. Like Koto Shoho is often disappointing. It can be great, but it can be very
He
disappointing.
did win a Yushu, which is
Yuhayate.
still bonkers
Yeah, but he also
to
got like a 2-13, if I remember correctly.
me. It was something crazy, yeah.
Yeah, like he can be like hot water or cold water. Toki
Yeah, he
Hayate.
went 13-2 and then 3-12.
Yeah, see? So he can be hot water or cold water. And yeah. And the other guys are blank water, like I'm saying.
Blank.
I mean, but yeah, I hope he can be better this time.
Let's
Like
see.
really live up to the expectation. We'll see. We'll see.
And we'll probably just do Judo and then top off Makushita, because if not, this
Yeah,
is going to be
be
the
off
whole
that.
episode.
To be
Quick
fair,
rundown.
Studio is
Oh, we have
nothing.
mostly talked about the big things, which is the promotees, which was Toshino
Yeah.
Fuji, Fuji Tensei. By the way, Shimazumi, who came back, has a bright yellow mawashi, and he looks funny in it.
I have not watched Studio. I
Oh,
snuck through.
look at Shimazumi. He's wearing a Kayo-style
Oh my
yellow
God.
mawashi. It's really ridiculous. I think the yellow shade, at least on Abema camera, looks not great. It looks like banana yellow.
I will look if Don Don has anything, but yeah.
Have a look.
But yeah, but so I have no idea what happened in Johto. But yeah, I rank
Kuno, are
for
you okay?
yeah, Kuno's
Why
like
would
a dark
someone go
blue.
with a banana yellow Mawashi?
I have no idea. Talk to Shimazumi, man.
What the?
Yeah, no, it doesn't like. Let me
Fantastico.
see if I can get a photo to put here on the chat, because like, it's crazy. It's like weird, a weird ass color. I thought his green one looked awesome.
Oh, his green one was great.
Yeah, that
Like
was
it
awesome. I
was
don't know why he has a
very
new one, but this one you cannot really see it. Well, you can kind of see it. You can kind of see it.
Oh my God.
It's like
Okay.
Kaio level.
It's I think it's better than Kayo.
Think
It's
it's the
a
exact same shade.
it's a nice yellow.
Is it? Is
But yellow is
it?
Kakayaki, and I don't really like it. I mean,
I don't know. It's just it's like
it's not. That was my first time seeing
well,
Shimazu.
yeah, fair.
I'll show it. Oh, fair. Okay.
Yeah, he's been
Oh,
away a
but
while, so.
okay. It's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's fighting his usual self.
I'm having to use the browser version of Discord on my phone because,
Whoa.
iPhone.
Like MacGyver style trying to
It's all
join
right,
the
bro. It's all
call.
right.
It's
Sorry,
okay.
I don't know how to get to the. I don't know how to get to the chat. Like the chat.
The things we do for the DoYo
Yeah. Yeah.
download. I mean, it's what I get for owing Apple $27 for like going on 2 or 3 years now.
Man,
Well,
it's Apple. They don't need it.
I mean, it's like I said a long time ago, if you don't like the updates for Discord and you have an iPhone, well, just like spend $1 or two and don't pay them, and you won't be able to update your
Crazy. This is fucked. Anyway,
And Makushita,
Makushita, anything except Okaru, Makushita 2.
part of that is old faces and Fujisodai at
Fujisodai up
Makushita 5.
there. Nobehara up there. I think that's kind of. For people Futagoyama fans,
Yeah,
that's big.
I mean, yeah, highest rank, and he has been up there for a while, but just like injuries and stuff and poor records.
Oh, the Makushita Tsukadashi Hanaoka is top 10
Yeah.
now. A guy who came out of nowhere, Kaki, and won like three divisional Yusho already.
Yeah. Which is insane.
Crazy.
And the guy don't look massive on the picture, but like
No, he looks like a
142
guy.
kg, so he's okay. 191, so he's a tall dude. And who getting nice injection for the
Oh yeah,
micro.
well we're gonna talk, we need to talk about that when we get to Torikumi, when we're gonna talk about the matches of day one. However, first we gotta talk about the not nice happening. That has afflicted Isagahama this past week. We'll do the honors, Tama, of taking people through it.
Do I have to?
Okay,
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Anyway, so let's do it by timeline. Let's do it by timeline. One day I wake up, I think it was last weekend, and it came on like Isagahama is under investigation for violence against Popil. I'm like, damn, fuck. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
N next line is Haku no Fuji. So I'm there. Fuck this guy. I hate Haku no Fuji now. Not my guy. Free Miyagino. Stuff like that. I was like, bro, what's going on to these Miyagino men? They cannot catch a break. And then people saying like, oh, there's tabloids saying that Haku no Fuji didn't want to change his name from Hakuoho, yada yada yada. Anyway, a few days later, we get another news, which was actually Haku no Fuji was potentially harassing a woman at a supporters party
while being drunk.
While being drunk, Taylor Fuji probably also drunk, allegedly threw a sake bottle or brandished a sake bottle or hit him with a sake bottle, something involving a bottle. Violence on Hakuna Fuji to stop that. And he himself then went to talk to the GSA, probably because it would, you know, it was in a public setting, so people would know soon.
Yeah.
So then we're like, damn, this can be really bad for Hakuna Fuji, fuck him. You know,
yeah,
like, this is not good. And that's where we are now. Teruno Fuji is not working in the arena. He's still allowed to coach. We only know what's going to happen after the basho, which is very, very annoying.
Yeah, it's a complicated subject.
Mm-hmm. It's very complicated.
We don't have as... I was going to say foreign press. We're not even foreign press, but
no.
We get foreign press. The only English version that most people have are from Chris Sumo's channel.
Yeah. And there was a piece by John Gunning, but people don't read newspapers anymore, so...
Oh my god, you need to send me the link then.
Okay,
because...
I'll send. But like on the Sumo forum, people have... One guy has like really been annoyed at like what John Gunning said. So who knows? I haven't read it yet. But like, it's definitely very much a touchy subject.
Yeah.
And Takatoriki has already said a bunch of stuff.
The ex-Hokaho
and the ex-Aurora have called for Teruno Fuji to retire already in social media. The massive Russian guy.
They're going after the guy who stopped Tommy from harassing the chick?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, you know, like, it's very... Like, we don't know yet until the association gives an official story, which one we won't even know if it's true, it's just the official one. Anyway.
Gotcha. It's the thing is, it's so complicated because it's so romanticized in a way from parts of the people that it feels like Hakuna Fuji was beaten, you know, for no reason because he's a Kakuho guy. And then, you know, a week later, we get, well, actually, Hakuna Fuji was drunk and was apparently harassing a girl, and Teruno Fuji punched him in the face.
Which is like, okay, it's not the most student proper way. However, I would punch a guy if he's harassing a lady, you know?
It
depends on his response.
Sorry.
Like, it depends on his response. Like, oi, you're harassing her. Oh, well, fuck you. Okay. Like, you're getting smacked across the face. Like, that interplay is pretty important, but I mean,
And that's things we'll never know, you know, the underlying, the little things. So
it feels very much like it's an unfortunate product of that particular facet of their culture, like with how prevalent and basically mandatory drinking is at social functions. Like, all right, that's to me, that feels very much like that's a product of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree also with what Itoki is saying. Everyone got it wrong when it first came out, claiming it was because Hakuna Fuji was, former Miyageno guy. And Itoki will wait for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do the same, absolutely. That is the smartest thing to do. That is the only smart thing to do.
That is wait, which is the most annoying thing to do.
Absolutely.
However, you have to wait.
Yeah, but we gotta do it.
And end of the day, if he was his friend, Teruno Fuji to Hakuna Fuji, I think a punch wouldn't be too much of like a big thing. Like, two guys drunk, one guy doesn't like what the other guy's doing. like, because what is being said now, I think the last newspaper story that came out was that it was just a punch. That, like, you know, a punch from Teru no Fuji to Onshaku no Fuji.
I've never heard that Teru no Fuji was drunk. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. I don't know. I haven't. However, you can imagine he was also having alcohol at the same place.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would make sense. Anyway, Nishiki Fuji was also called as the, how'd you say, was seen stuff?
Not a victim,
what's the word?
English.
Yeah, not having, what's the word? Not accomplice. Accomplice, not that. Witness. Thank you, Hitoki, witness. Thank you. And he was called, he came as a witness and told what he saw to the association. The problem that people, I think, are taking this is that it's really not about what happened. It's about Miyagi no Isegahama thing.
Yeah. People will be like, well, Hakuho was not treated the same because it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same situation, exactly. But people love to be like, well, take out his tape. Let's people being sarcastically like, oh, then they should also take his table. He clearly needs to receive guidance from another stable master. And I don't know if they're being serious, but
they're being trolls.
I know they're being trolls, but I feel like some people might generally feel this way. And I'm like, is not even the same proportion.
They're brainwashed fans who sadly feel that way for real. Who don't understand everything. It's not the same at all. Way worse, went on for years. This is like a one incident thing. And after what we heard, and he was not kicked out anyway, so I don't know why people keep saying that. Like, sure, he was, you know, he kind of went on for longer than it maybe should have and stuff, but he was not forced out. He was going to get it back eventually.
And from what he's saying now with his Hakuho Cup and his events, it seems like he was going to hate his time at the Jesse anyway, because he's always a little bit radical with his thing. So Hakuho would not have a good time in the Jesse, whatever happened.
He wanted to be at the top.
He wanted to be at the top from the start, which was not going to happen. Yeah. It's not how Japanese society has ever functioned.
Yeah. It was just not the good thing for both him and the GSA. So it's a complicated matter in and of itself.
That's already gone. It's already done.
But when we have people that are the only English road to have news for this sport, and you romanticize everything in a certain way, depicting things in a certain way, and putting words in people's mouth, that is a problem. And I'm basically saying Chris Sumo should not be doing it, basically.
Yeah.
But we have to take things from like a third person perspective. Look at the facts. Don't listen to, you know, the
people's comments online and
the Polish things, and wait for the things to happen. To have a clear view on what's happening and what has happened. And it's a very complicated subject, and I think we'll never know the perfect truth. But Hakuho no Fuji was drunk, he got punched. What I'm gonna say is quite bad, but it's guys. Like, if
that
you really
is exactly people, what John has said in his article, because his article is not about what happened, it's about how this is like in the context of the fandom and sumo in the 21st century, which I think is a good read.
And to be fair, that's every Friday night at every bar in the world. Like, it sucks. It shouldn't happen. But, you know, it's easy.
Side effect of alcohol.
Yeah, that's alcohol. That's why I don't drink.
Right? Fair. Well, I mean, I just don't like the spins and throwing up.
The closest
we can get to the absolute truth is listen to both sides of the story and then land in the middle.
Exactly. Yeah, like try to find, because it's recorded, it's impossible.
Yeah.
To...
right? Like, one side's going to give their version of it, which is going to be biased towards them. The other side's going to be the same way towards them. Mm-hmm. So your best bet is just hear both sides, land in the middle, and that's the closest you can reasonably get.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but my prediction on this whole tobacco, it's just going to be one of those, Terunofuji gets docked pay, Hakunofuji maybe gets some sort of punishment of some sort, I don't know what that would be. And then after 2 months, things go as normal. I would not expect for Isegahama to close or lose his table.
No.
However, I can see...
Over that? Jeez, no.
That would be crazy. However, I can see a more quickening movement of helping Ishiura branch out again with the Miyagi no guys who want to go. Because that's basically what everybody has been waiting for. Which is like, it's been 2 years. This is in April. It's going to be 2 years since the Hokuseiho thing. Well, since the repercussions of the Hokuseiho thing taking like full effect, because the first basho of them in Isegahama was Haru 2024, if I am correct. Let me check.
But who do we think is going to take it? Like Ishiura? Magake?
Yeah. Because like Enohoku will take a bit, and then he would have to buy the Kabo from Asahi Fuji. So yeah, I think that's still like a bit.
Yeah, and I don't think Asahi Fuji will sell it. It's going to work till he has to quit, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like next week.
Miyagino... No, it was still... Okay, so in March 2024, Hokuseiho was retired and people fought as Miyagino. And then the next, in May, they were as Isegahama. I believe that was how it went. Yeah. So yeah, it will be like 2 years about in April, which is usually when the stables from people who were taking away their stables, like Kise, happened. So we have to see if Ishiura does something. Because remember, I had the rumor that Ishiura was going to leave the sumo world as well. But it hasn't happened.
It came from... A talk, like a guy that said...
A guy saying a guy, yes. But I had heard that rumor. Anyway, it does not seem to be happening.
And Chris Sumo,
from Chris Sumo,
again,
exactly.
Related it to the world.
Yeah. So, I think it's very possible that we're going to see either a Magaki Beya opening or a Miyagi no Beya, like, you know, the next Miyagi no incarnation, basically, happening soon, I think.
I'm gonna say Magaki.
Yeah, probably just keep the same Kabu and just branch out.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
special dispensation to branch out. Something like that. I don't know if he has the basho to usually branch out.
Yeah, there's a basho prerogatory to.
Yes, that is like in the Makuchi basho. Hitoki, do you have it off the top of your head? How much is it?
Or like, I think Yuki? I saw 28, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look later.
I feel like I saw it.
30, I think, to branch out. Sekitori Basho, something like that.
Oh, to start your own stable?
Yeah.
Well, there might be, like, exceptions, because I know, you know, we've seen many, like, the Juryo guy do it, but to start your own stable, you need... 60 in the top division, 60? Not just salaried. Yes, or 25 in Sanyaku or Ozeki or Yokozuna. But again, for stuff like that, like incidents like that, then they might, you know, put somebody as the save stable master. Like, again, I don't even know how that one thing like happened though with that Juriga, like how he got elder stock in the first place, because you need like 30 salaried and he only had like 25 Juryo Basho, so I don't know, maybe it was like different in the past, but
I think it was different in the past. But anyway.
Is there no like nipple rules? Like don't if like your father or grandfather, you have like a lineage?
Uh No,
does that not play
that
into
doesn't
it?
exist anymore.
Oh.
Or if he ever exi- I don't think it ever existed, but in modern ways, no. And I never heard anything from like Hereditary. Hey, yes, anyway. They do,
Hereditary
they still
couples.
try it. It's definitely easier. Like, for example, when Sadogatake got it from Kotozakura, the grandfather, it was definitely very easy because he had married into the family, stuff like that. And there's definitely ways to do it, but it's not like a
Yeah.
requirement.
Plan for it.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, freaking Shimanomi Uvidzutsu, exactly. He married the daughter of Sakahoko. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's the scandal. We have to wait 2 weeks until we know anything for sure, or at least the GSA sanctioned story. And in 2 weeks, we will come back with more news on that. While we wait, we have the Basho to talk about finally, the actual matches and things and going-ons.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun watching today. Tamamo-san, not apparently.
It was fun, but the people winning were disappointing. Like for my sumo fantasy league, all my I think like all my guys lost
Oh
the
no.
sumo Jason thing game.
Yeah,
All my guys lost. Like, fuck me, come on, like seriously.
Yeah, I
But
mean, well, the
that was
majority of guys I like the most did win, but two of my guys in top division that I, yeah, they did lose, that I put on Cash to Clash, I believe, Daisho and Tamawashi. Then Meisei lost. Yeah, everybody else pretty much that I wanted to see win did so. So, I mean,
Yeah.
opposite for me. Kind of.
And like I'm gonna talk about just a quick thing. Hakuno Fuji is looking horrendous, honestly, with
Oh
his
yeah, and also
ankle
we
problem.
forgot to mention he's injured. His toe is broken, something like
Yeah.
that.
I mean
And
that's I mean he's
Midori Fuji
only
has pulled out because there's fucking liquid in his heart that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Not blood. Not blood.
Yeah. Not the one you want in
Not
your
the one you
heart
want to be
anymore.
there.
So yeah, Hakuno Fuji is looking ex insanely bad. Like honestly, he's looking bad. I don't think he's gonna finish the Basho. Honokatsu, I'm pretty sure he got concussed in
Think it
his
was his
loss.
leg.
I mean, his leg gave up, but he looked concussed.
No, well, you know what I think, what I think happened and why he looked so hurt. It's exactly, almost exactly what happened in each Yamamoto Sanoyama match. Something about each Yamamoto's tachi-ai and subsequent steps can crumple somebody down, and he like landed awkward on his knee. So I think it was
Yeah,
like his leg was actually hurting a lot. Not that he was concussed.
his right leg, like basically buckled
He
under him.
buckled. Yeah. Just.
Yeah, but the way Ichimamoto he basically headbutted Onokachi twice. To me, it looked like a bit of a concussion, and maybe it's
Really?
both. To me, I don't know.
Yeah. Could be
And
both.
also,
Yeah.
Abi is looking terrible. So three guys looking really bad. Abi is the new Oshomi. He's taped up everywhere.
Oh God, no. It has
So,
started.
and we have Midori Fuji who pulled out already. So yeah, that's why I was saying earlier, I think some of the guys that we wouldn't think will do well, will actually do well
I
because they
see
are
what you mean. I
three,
see, I
four.
see.
We have four guys that are usually more than decent, that are actually trouble for lower rankers. And all four of those are either out or soon to be out, I think.
Okay.
So that will create a vacuum at the in the middle. Right at, right there in the middle of Makuuchi. So So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Poor guy.
What did you say, Yuki? The way Aonishiki fights has caused quite a few injuries already as well, because he's such a scrap and his technique is that trips themselves up. Who got injured fighting Aonishiki, though?
Well, I mean, Hoshoryu was already injured, but there was that, and then Hakuno Fuji, and then I know there was one other, and then there's been quite where the crash outs are pretty brutal.
I mean, Hoshoryu injured his leg in training, from what I heard. Although, hello, you, oh my god, that's a hard name to say. Zuishou Fuji. Oh my god.
Zuishou Fuji.
I'm butchering it. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Herald.
Yeah, first time having you.
I believe unless you have your name.
Or not. It's okay.
You're very quiet if you're speaking, but that's fine. We're just talking about... You don't need to speak, by the way. There's no problems here. We're just talking about day one results.
Yeah. So, those guys are injured. Some of the guys that we would think would do well, newcomers.
I'm not trying to run some YouTube and eating something.
Oh, bon appétit. All right. Anyway,
Yuki, explain, because I think, like, he's scrappy, but like, nothing that he's doing is extremely deep. I think that what Ura does is more dangerous than Aonishiki has been doing.
But yeah, I mean, Hakuno Fuji is injured
since forever. Yeah.
Like the day he stepped on a dojo, every bone and muscle broke in his body.
Yeah.
I think.
He angered some sort of spirit.
Yeah. And I know Kotozakura's knee was busted, I think, before Aonishiki was even in Juryo.
Yeah.
But I can see what you mean. He's such a different style for the other wrestlers that I think it's just a coincidence. Maybe it's a coincidence.
Might be.
And I do understand that the strain on the body that you have when you face Aonishiki is so different to every 14 other matches that you have, that it may, you know, create different injuries. But I don't think so, because he has quite a weak tachi eye, and he's... Can we discuss how dumb that Henka was by Wakamoto Haru?
I don't understand why he went for it. It was so obvious he was going to do it.
Oh, how long he took. He went like flying to the side.
I kind of missed that, the touchy eye for that.
It was honestly painful.
I was driving, so that's why. But
okay.
That was like more obvious than any cheating attempt.
What I thought was very great was the Kirishima Fujinokawa match, which for once Fujinokawa was the one in the air.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Also, and I'm kind of a bit sad that Fujinokawa like lost, because I love the guy. You cannot hate him. He's so fun to watch. But I think he's going to have a hard patch, honestly. You know, starting with a loss, it's going to be tough. And also, an amazing fight. And I'm pretty sad that you did not pick up on that, Master, is Oshomi versus Shishi. It was such a good fight.
Good?
I mean...
It was
entertaining.
It was entertaining. Yes, it was.
It was.
He was. However, his left eye is like half the size of his face.
Yeah, that doesn't look great, but
no, At least it doesn't look as per. I think it's like getting out. I think it's healing already. I don't think it's like.
Yeah.
Hurt too much. Yeah, disappointing outcome of the match. Like, I am still surprised how Shishi can still win some.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
And we just had. That's why I say I was kind of disappointing. I'm gonna spoil it big.
Go.
Ono Sato lost.
Oh, beautiful.
To Wakata Kage.
Amazing. Best
that
in my life.
That was so disappointing.
It was disappointing for him, surely. But like, yeah. Wakata Kage.
Oh yeah. Like
the good he fought with what he had. He is injured. I think he has injured his elbow or something.
His elbow, yeah.
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 But somehow he won.
Perfect stance, perfect tachiai for Wakata Kage. And
he kept the pressure. He didn't make space for Aonishiki to start pushing. He just kept close, and that worked really well. And I think the dark color in him looks great.
Yeah. So that was disappointing. And then, before that, Yoshino Fuji lost to Koto Sakura. Sorry, Itoki, it's your perfect pick, Koto Sakura. But I don't care for Koto Sakura. I like the guy. I honestly don't care.
Yoshino has struggled with Koto Sakura every single time they've been faced, so I don't think that's surprising.
Yeah, but like, it's just.
I get annoyed by whatever.
Yeah, like, Asano Yama lost. Like, come on! And Fuji Seiyun defeated him. I was happy, but I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Not
great.
Yeah, Fuji Ryoga, the also newcomer, also lost. He was a good fight against Kim Bozan, but meh. And Asahaku, you lost to Mitake Umi. Also,
Mitake Umi still being the top division is kind of bonkers, to be very honest.
I mean, the guy...
How he hasn't fired yet.
I haven't.
Yeah,
like, it's still the craziest things that he made Ozaki that one time. And it was exactly Mitake Umi, how Mitake Umi Ozaki should have been. Almost the shortest possible Ozaki stay ever.
That is so rough, but I understand, but it's,
I mean, he is, like, the worst in history, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Ozaki,
The guys who were, like, shorter... than him, though. I mean, it's because he had the one COVID thing that gave him one lifeline, even though he was going to get a losing record.
He's the worst, but he is mathematically... He's not mathematically the worst possible, but he is the worst in history, yes.
Yes, because all the others, he, like, dropped out of Ozeki in, like, two tournaments. I believe they made it back, so I believe he is the worst so far there.
That's
because, like, the best Sakiwake in history.
Yeah, that's the funny thing, because had Mitake Umi never made it to Ozeki, he would have been one of the greatest not to make it. But because he held that rank, and at that rank, his health fucked up.
Yeah.
He's the worst. But the guy has, like, three usual. The guy has had, like, an amazing Sakiwake career. Yeah, three Makuchi Yusho, one Juryo, like a bunch of prizes.
No,
the guy.
He was great.
Yeah.
And then he unfortunately sucked in his Ozeki thing, which made it just everything else look bad, unfortunately.
And he started so well, 11-4!
Mm-hmm.
That was such a good run. Well, it was a really good run.
Amazing. I mean, one funny thing, by the way, during the London tour, I remember commentators saying, yeah, he was so he got won three U-shows. He was so close to getting Yokozuna, but no, because he couldn't, like, explain to the casuals, yeah, he got three U-shows at Sekiwake and then just dropped out of Ozeki quickly. So he just had to say, very close to Yokozuna.
Yeah.
I mean... mathematically, if he had done... he is very... I mean, if you consider the whole Banzuke, okay, he was very close to Yokozuna. Not realistically, but he was.
He was right there, but he fell down real fast, too.
Yep.
But yeah, that's the duality of the records compared to the ranks. But yeah, and apart from that,
Both new Judo won, Toshino Fuji and Fuji Tensei won. I think their belt color choices are very tame, but I always seen Toshino Fuji as a very elegant guy, so I think the dark blue fits him pretty well.
Yeah,
Fuji Tensei on gray, I don't know, it just looks boring.
A good gray can be fun.
A good gray can be fun, but it's Meisei's gray green is better, you know, or like Asa Suiryu's almost silver is cool.
Yeah.
Just looks like a gray.
I loved Hokuto Fuji and Musoyama's gray. Well, Musoyama, his Oyakata, he had a great gray, like almost silver as well.
Silver,
and
yeah.
It looked so good. But yeah.
Well, obviously we have the story, which is gonna be, is it gonna be Yokozuna? Aonishiki, is it, you know, that's the whole thing of this bar show. Everybody eyes on Aonishiki, if he can be the quickest man to make it from Maezumo.
I mean, it can he do it? I think so, yes.
I think so.
Will he?
Another question entirely.
Yeah, that's also, I mean, he looked good today, but it was against Wakamoto Haru, and they train all the time together.
Yeah, they train a lot together.
So, that's one thing. On the other hand, Oshoryu defeated Atami Fuji. And that was an amazing fight.
That was close. Oshoryu almost lost.
It was not close. It was terrifyingly close.
It was terrifying.
To be fair, I do think Tommy Fuji might be slowly replacing Kota Zakura at the top there with his size, and their matches are usually very close.
Yeah, maybe not replacing, but doubling. We're going to have two Kota Zakura. That's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. But
God, I'm a bit of a Kota hater, just... I get annoyed at like how he just keeps surviving at this rank when like half of his wins kind of look like Tohokaru's.
Ooh, I mean, that's harsh. That's harsh.
I mean, I understand, but I mean, he's okay. He's gonna be like the Koto Ozeki. We had Koto Shogeku back in the day. Now we have
Koto Oshu even further back.
And Koto Oshu even before that.
Yeah.
You know, and
the Koto Ozeki is a curse.
Only one Koto hater, Hitoki. Just Yuki no Shoma.
Yeah, I don't mind Koto. Sad he hasn't made Yokozuna.
Yeah. I like Koto Zakura, but I don't like him enough to care.
Yeah, I don't mind. I like almost everybody else better at the top, that's all. I don't mind him though.
I don't hate many wrestlers, and the wrestlers I hate, it's not for their sumo, it's for personal stuff. But like, as long as Koto Zakura stays healthy, does his sumo, like, he's okay in his mind and in his skin, I'm more than happy for him. But it's just, I don't see anything, like, they are better and more entertaining and more with a brighter future wrestler than Koto Zakura. I guess that's how I feel with Aonishiki. I like the others more. I understand that take, Itoki. We cannot all like the same people for the same reasons. That's life. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that. But,
philosophical Tamano Sato moment.
Yeah, philosophical sumo. But yeah, we all have
our
favorites. But yeah. Should we discuss if Midori Fuji will get Elder stock if he calls it quits? There are so many guys in line at his stable with some already. He might just try to make a comeback for that reason.
I'm sure he has enough for owning Elder stock, right?
On paper, does have enough requirements.
Yeah. Can he, though? Like, he is at Sagahama.
Yeah.
Well, he can own them. I do think he can own.
But which one? That's the thing. Because the
Miyagino, because that's with his master. Literally. Oh, no, I mean that seriously.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of, but I was like, meh. Because apart from Miyagino, the guys in Isegahama are young. Teruno Fuji is young. Sadano Fuji, not Sadano Fuji. What's his name?
Ishiki Fuji?
No, it's not Ishiki Fuji. It's the other Oyakata in the other coach. Oh my god, I have a blank. but let me find that real fast.
Okay.
Pomari
Fuji. Pomari.
Yeah.
Don't see him going anywhere.
Yeah, he's 40 years old. He's not going anywhere.
No.
Then
you have Takara Fuji, who just got the couple, which sure was for him.
Same. And he's not going to move. No. So...
And with Endo retiring and getting his couple, there are no vacant couple anymore.
Yeah. That we know of. Because we know...
That we know of.
It's kind of complicated with Akiseyama because he's borrowing.
Yeah, but that surely is Shimanomiya's. That's Shimanomiya's. There's like no other one.
Yeah, Takeyama is the stock. Takeyama? Takeyama? Is there Takeyama? I don't know. There are so many.
Tateyama, Oyakata is Homare Fuji. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, there's no empty kabu other than obviously the consultants and the borrowers, which only four now. They have been dwindling in numbers. This has been Hochiyama with Tatsugawa name, Shotenro with the Dekiyama name, Chiyotori with Nishikijima name, and Akiseyama with the Izutsu name. And Izutsu is definitely Shimanomi's. Nishikijima, which is owned by Chiyotori, I think is either actually owned by somebody from Kokonoe or Asanoyama, one of those two, because it's from that Ichimon. Because the other owner, the old owner, was the Asashiotaro Ozeki, Asashiotaro the fourth.
Okay.
But it could be like Chiyoshoma... Or even Chiyomaru, his brother, could be his. So somehow, even if Chiyotori is more accomplished with his Konosuke rank, I don't know.
I think he said. I think Chiyomaru does not have has a kabu. Has not.
Well, then I.
Wow. Wow.
If Nishikijima could go to, I think Asanoyama's could be. But anyway, I don't know. No idea who Dekiyama or Tatsu Tagawa could go to. Like, literally no idea.
And I just discovered that the Kise elder name is actually Kimura Seihei.
Yeah, it was a Gyoji couple. When Gyoji could own couples. Yeah, that's why they abbreviate it to Kise, but it's Kimura Seihei.
I never knew that. But
Shikihide is Shikemori Hidegoro. It's also a Gyoji Kabu. Fun fact.
The more you know.
The more you know. Yay!
but
we always... Hitoki is so right. We always end up the episode with Kabu.
Because Kabu are fun.
Kabu are... nerdy, and that's what we like. Yeah. Anyway, I want to share one thing before we end the episode, which is the brand new drip from the god Gyoji Shikimori Kandayu.
Oh, it's good.
Look at that. The guy is almost literally on fire. Golden strips on his pants with like the little crisscross at the bottom of red and then gold bars. And then on his top, you have maple leaves and what I think is not, is not, I don't know if it's sakura blossoms, but it's some sort of flower.
I do not think it's sakura.
No, it's too big on the leaf, on the branch to be sakura. But I don't know enough plants to know that. But anyway.
I could show my grandma and she will know, but she's not going to answer my call.
Thank you, Yuki.
Or Wisteria?
You may go. Well, if that happens, I will like end my heya. If that happens on this video, I'll like close the heya for like mental health support. Bets are in. Mukonomori be the shortest living heya ever.
Yeah, you was making fun of Takeumi. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
We'll see about that. If Shishi does it, I don't know what I'll do with myself. Really.
The flower, if it's not a sakura, I would think it's going to be a wisteria or chrysanthemum.
I mean, it could be a chrysanthemum, but a lot of chrysanthemums grow on trees. Do they?
Chrysanthemums go in there.
There's a chrysanthemum.
They're there.
It's just flowers from the ground. They don't grow on trees, so I don't think it's a chrysanthemum.
Wisteria, then?
No, wisteria, definitely. I know wisteria, that's not a wisteria. Peach blossoms? Those are...
Maybe, yes. Yeah.
Because that's kind of like a popular theme in Japanese art. Right. I could see peach blossoms.
Right. I always associate peach blossom with Chinese.
No, it's like Japanese stuff it's, you know, close. Oh, yeah, the size could be it. But like I looked at the drip and I was like I might have a boner.
And it could be peach.
Peach blossoms. Right. I was like, Kandayu, if you want to take me on a dinner, you don't need to ask. I'll be waiting for you. Then just go with the robes, man. I need to look at that person.
Do Japanese pears blossom like that?
Peach blossoms like that.
Well, no, I mean, I've only got to see a Japanese pear tree once, and it already had its fruit, so I don't know.
I think it's a peach tree. It just gives flowers like that, like similar to similar to sakura, but just
bigger. All right, the pear flowers. Just to answer, Kunosaki.
Oh yeah.
Basically, it's the same but white.
It's white.
It's probably peach.
You've had to guess.
Yeah, it's probably peach then.
Just gorgeous. Yeah. It's just like wow.
Yeah.
What?
And you know, we did kabu, we did violence, we did flowers. That's a great episode. If you
ask a great episode in the books. That's philosophical sumo for you. Express from Tamano Santo. There we go. But yeah, I think it's perfect timing to stop the episode 4 today. Has run exactly, I think, an hour. Let me check. An hour and 3 minutes. Anyway, it's fine. But thank you all for joining us. I've been joined by a silent Hitoki on the chat. Very active as always, so thank you very much. Kuno Osagi here with us. Yuki Noshoma had to go. Tamano Sato, thank you very much as well. And then Zuicho Fuji. Congrats on your Dohyo download debut. Don't know if we'll ever see you again. Best of luck. But yes, this has been Dohyo Download. So thank you very much, everyone. And I'll see you all next week when we might hear Tamano Sato say...
Shishi, 15-0. You show.
Goodbye, everybody.